Good evening. You're listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. This is your co-host, Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns, and this is our usual Sunday night show of The Feeling of Jazz. And tonight we're going to highlight the Hammond B3 expertise of Jimmy Smith. Now, in the late 40s and early 50s, there were just a couple artists around that were playing the Hammond B3 on jazz. That was Milt Buckner and Wild Bill Davis. And then along came Jimmy Smith in the late 50s and turned everybody around with his dynamic organ stylings, cut numerous albums, most of them on the Blue Note label. And he spawned a whole generation of Hammond B3 organists, and was very popular organ trios and quartets in the 50s and 60s, including Jimmy McGriff and Jack McDuff, and Shirley Scott, Groove Holmes, Larry Young, Don Patterson, innumerable organ players at that era. So we're going to sample the recording artistry of Jimmy Smith on a Hammond B3 organ, and we're going to kick it off with an album called Home Cooking, the incredible Jimmy Smith, and of course Jimmy on organ, Percy France on tenor sax, Kenny Burrell on guitar, and Donald Bailey on drums. This was cut on a Blue Note label in 1959. C.C. Rider, written by the great blues singer Ma Rainey. Thank you. Opening track tonight on our spotlight artist, Hammond B3 organist Jimmy Smith, doing old blues, goes way back to the early 20s, written by a great blues shouter, Ma Rainey, called C.C. Ryder. And that tenor sax work you heard there was by one Percy France, and a nice guitar work there by Kenny Burrell. So what's up next, Al?
Well, first up, we'll hear from no less than three tenor saxophone artists, Scott Hamilton, Ken Poplowski, and Spike Robinson. And this is from a Concord CD entitled Groovin' High. And they'll be backed here by Howard Alden on guitar, Gerald Wiggins on piano, David Stone on bass, and Jake Hanna on drums. They're going to do a Gus Hahn, Isham Jones tune entitled I'll See You in My Dreams. Thank you. That was I'll See You in My Dreams, featuring there Scott Hamilton on tenor sax, along with Ken Popowski and Spike Robinson, also on tenor saxes, Howard Alden on guitar, Gerald Riggins on piano, David Stone on bass, and Jake Hanna on drums. That was from a Concord CD and released in 1992, entitled Groovin' High.
Continuing to highlight the Hammond B3 artistry of Jimmy Smith, we're going to turn now to a Blue Note album that he called called Bucket. This is a title track written by Jimmy Smith, Bucket, and this is a trio of Jimmy Smith on organ, Quentin Warren on guitar, Donald Bailey on drums, cut on a Blue Note label in February of 1963.
Thank you.
All right, that was Jimmy Smith from the title track from his Blue Note album, Bucket. And by the way, that was a board fade that was not done in here in the studio by our inimitable audio engineer. Fine rhythm section behind Jimmy on that one. Quentin Warren on guitar and Donald Bailey booting Jimmy Smith along on that little swinger.
Next, we'll hear from another tenor saxophone artist, Buddy Tate. This is from a Black Lion CD titled Ruby Braff and Buddy Tate with the new part All Stars. In spite of the title, Ruby's sitting this one out, so we'll get to concentrate on Buddy Tate's ballad artistry on the tenor saxophone, and he'll be backed by George Ween on piano, Jack Lesberg on bass, and Don LeMond on drums. They're going to do a Jack Stracci, Ed Mashwitz tune entitled These Foolish Things Remind Me of You. Thank you. That was "These Foolish Things Remind Me of You," featuring Buddy Tate on tenor sax, and he was backed there by George Wine on piano, Jack Lesberg on bass, and Don LeMond on drums. That was from a CD entitled "Ruby Braff and Buddy Tate with the Newport All Stars." It was released on the German label Black Lion, originally recorded in 1967 and then remastered for CD and released in 1990.
All right, now we're going to turn to Jimmy Smith's album on the Blue Note label, cut in February of '63. And this is, Jimmy brings into the studio one of my favorite alto sax players. In fact, he's been a featured artist on our show in the past, Lou Donaldson on alto sax, Quentin Warren's back on guitar, Donald Bailey's here on drums, and this is a revival of an old song from the, I guess, late 20s, early 30s. Lou Donaldson does a really great job on this, on alto sax, "When My Dreamboat Comes Home."
Thank you.
That was When My Dreamboat Comes Home from Jimmy Smith's Blue Note album, Rockin' the Boat. It was cut back in February of 63, and in addition to Jimmy Smith there on organ, we had some fine alto sax solo by Lou Donaldson, Rockin' the Boat. And that was another board fade that was not done here in our recording studio. So now, what's up next, Al?
Well, our artist Red Norvo's up next. He appears here in a trio from a jazz tone LP titled Delightfully Light. Features Red on vibes, Tal Farlow on guitar, and Red Mitchell on bass. And it's a Harold Arlen, Ted Kohler tune entitled Let's Fall in Love.
Thank you.
was Let's Fall in Love, featuring Red Norvo on vibes, Tal Farlow on guitar, Red Mitchell on bass. And that was from a Jazz Tone LP released in 1957, entitled Delightfully Light.
Our highlight artist, Jimmy Smith, was a rather heated, dynamic, fiery organ player, and a lot of his things were really up-tempo and hard swinging. But of all of his LPs, one of my favorite is Jimmy Smith plays Fats Waller on the Blue Note label. Now, Fats Waller was one of the first jazz artists in the mid and late 30s to experiment on the jazz organ. And this is just a lovely album where he softly and delicately plays a lot of the things that Fats Waller was familiar with in his repertoire in the late 30s and early 40s. We got Jimmy Smith here back on organ with Quentin Warren on guitar, Donald Bailey on drums, and this is something that Fats Waller did way back in the 30s, revived by Jimmy Smith on this Blue Note album that he cut in 1962. It's Everybody Loves My Baby.
Thank you.
our spotlight artist, Jimmy Smith, in a nice, easy groove, doing an old Fats Waller special, Everybody Loves My Baby, and it doesn't get much better than that. It was Quentin Warren on, playing some wonderful rhythm guitar back there, and Donald Bailey was there on drums. Now, you've been listening to Feeling of Jazz for the better part of the last hour here on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. We hope you've enjoyed the first hour. We're here for 2 hours every Sunday night from 8 to 10, so I hope you'll stick around. We'll have some news at the top of the hour for about 5 minutes, and we'll be back with another hour of the Feeling of Jazz. So, Al, how are you going to close out the show?
Next up is the Miles Davis Quintet, and this is from the Prestige LP entitled Relaxin' with the Miles Davis Quintet. This LP, of course, is one of four that were produced from two Marathon recording sessions in 1956. In addition to Relaxin', other LPs were entitled Cookin' with the Miles Davis Quintet and Steamin' and Workin'. The quintet on all four LPs featured Miles on trumpet, John Coltrane on tenor sax, Red Garland on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Philly Joe Jones on drums. This particular tune was written by Richard Rodgers and entitled, I Could Write a Book.